Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Another January the 6th lie falls completely and utterly apart. Several of them do, actually. Actually, 10 of them do. As the subcommittee looking into the January 6th committee releases their first report. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210. On X, at Rich Zeoli, and streaming live on YouTube for your listening and commenting pleasure. Please join the fun. YouTube.com, 1210 WPHT. Like it, subscribe to it while you're there so you get notifications when we're live. Okay? Please do that. And I want to give a shout out to our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. As you know, she has been an incredible friend of this show, joining us on the air almost every week for several years now. She is one of the smartest and kindest people I've ever met in my life. A brilliant strategist, national security advisor to President Donald Trump, former deputy, right-hand person to secretaries and senators. And she's today her book is officially out, Battle for the Jewish State, How America and Israel Can Win. So please support our friend, Dr. Victoria Coates, and order a copy. I'm very proud of her. She's great. And she's Philadelphia's own. She's local. And I'm telling you right now, the book's going to be a game changer in terms of how we strategically think about our role in the Middle East, anti-Semitism in general. And she also exposes a lot of the nonsense. Like, one of the big stories that nobody's talking about is how the Biden administration right now is doing a climate deal with China. Behind our backs, not telling us anything. So she exposes a lot of that stuff for us, too. And she connects the dots on a lot of things about where our money goes. And she has been a very stalwart critic of this strategy, if you want to call it that, with regards to Ukraine. So I'm proud of her and I congratulate her on her book officially coming out today, The Battle for the Jewish State. This is Mayor Eric Adams talking about the CEO shooter who was radicalized to hate America. I'll tell you what, Eric Adams has impressed me a lot lately. I would not be surprised if Eric Adams winds up switching back to the Republican Party at some point. It'd be smart for him politically to do so. Either way, he's certainly, I think his eyes are opening up to how freaking nuts the Democrat Party has become. This is cut number four.
Think about the shooter. Ivy League. Grew up in an affluent household. His manifesto clearly is showing some signs of hating. Our children are being radicalized. I said this over and over again. And everybody's like, you know, what are you talking about, Eric? And, you know, our children are being radicalized to hate the America, to hate the country that put them where they are. This person had all that one wants to have, but he hated everything to the point of shooting someone. And we better deal with the radicalization of our young people. And, you know, people could, you know, they could complain that I'm saying it, but I'm seeing it. I'm seeing our bench is hating the team. And we better start acknowledging and focusing on that. And so having dance parties, celebrating the death of someone, I don't support that.
Think of how many Democrats do, though, or how many Democrats justified the execution of that CEO by giving the classic line of, well, I don't agree with violence, but, and then going on to justify his murder because they don't like the healthcare system. They don't like the fact that we don't have socialized medicine, whatever it is. And yeah, there were people dancing. There were people like that professor at Penn who was dancing and celebrating his murder, the murder and execution of a human being on the streets of New York because she doesn't like the healthcare system. So, yeah, there's a lot of freaking nuts out there. And let me play for you an example of what I mean. Bernie Sanders, you know, Bernie, again, this is the justifying this. This is the justification that these socialists think. They hate capitalism and they hate this country. And yeah, they think it's perfectly acceptable to execute billionaires in the streets. It's like an overthrow. It's like it's the 1700s. And let's just, you know, the French Revolution. That woman, that professor who was dancing to the CEO's murder, was dancing to the soundtrack to Les Miserables. Now, Les Mis tells the story of the revolution in France. It tells a story of, it's a lot, it's a very complicated story. I mean, the original book is huge, but the play, which obviously deals with a revolution and it deals with the injustice of Jean Valjean and, you know, the people uprising and all the other stuff, that's not the same thing as murdering a CEO in the streets. And let's not forget something. The French were inspired by the Americans. Like, our revolution inspired them, but it wasn't about murder. It was about freedom and liberty. But to the mind of a socialist, they think murdering a CEO, that's freedom. That's how you get liberty. Because then ultimately what will happen is that the system will implode, and then you could have socialism, and somehow socialism is freedom, which is the exact opposite of freedom. The destruction of capitalism, the socialist system, communism, there's no freedom in that. But they justify this because in their warped thinking, it's okay. So this is Bernie Sanders on this, cut number 8.
Elizabeth Warren obviously understands killing and murder and shooting somebody in the back is totally unacceptable. But what I think has happened in the last few months is that what you have seen rising up is people's anger at a health insurance industry which denies people the health care that they desperately need while they make billions and billions of dollars in profit.
Okay, there's no but. You see, that's where the but completely negates everything you just said before that. That's everything you just said before that is negated by the but, which is justification for it. You could be angry at a system. It doesn't justify whacking a CEO. Like, I could be angry at the price of a car. I can't go kill the CEO of Volvo. That's not how this game works. That's not how life works. But in the socialist mind, it does, because they believe that someday America will have a revolution, like a Lenin-esque revolution. And find out how that worked out for the people of the Soviet Union or Cuba or anywhere else. But that's what, and these are their heroes. Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, Justin Trudeau. Oh, by the way, Justin Trudeau might be resigning as the Prime Minister of Canada. Yeah, he might be resigning. It could be imminent. Could happen at any time right now. We're all on Trudeau watch at this point. But let me play for you Donald Trump talking about the suspected killer, Luigi Mangione. And Trump's spot on here, and there's no but in Trump's statement whatsoever. And this is the difference between Trump and the crazy left in this country, where everybody from AOC to Elizabeth Warren to, yeah, Bernie Sanders, they're justifying his execution. Cut number 9.
The UnitedHealthcare shooting, the shooting of the CEO. Can you give us your thoughts about that? And what do you make of the reaction around the suspected shooter? Does that tell you anything about
I think it's a terrible thing. I think it's really terrible that some people seem to admire him, like him. And I was happy to see that it wasn't specific to this gentleman that was killed. It's just an overall sickness as opposed to a specific sickness. That was a terrible thing. It was cold-blooded, just a cold-blooded, horrible killing. And how people can like this guy is, that's a sickness, actually. That's really very bad, especially the way it was done. It was so bad, right in the back. And very bad. Very thing like that, you can't believe that some people, and maybe it's fake news. I don't know. It's hard to believe that that can even be thought of. But it seems that there's a certain appetite for him. I don't get it.
The president's exactly right. It is a sickness. And yes, there were people on social media. It's not fake news. There were people on social media going on about how hot he is. They were making jokes on late night, quote unquote, late night comedy. You know, it's not comedy, but the late night shows were making jokes about how attractive he is. Oh, no, he was a cause celeb for the left, 100%. And I told you that Babylon Bee made a satirical piece out of that by saying Luigi Mangione is now the front runner for the Democrat nomination in 2028. And it is a sickness. And there's no, and you notice in Trump's statement, there's no but. Like, there's no like, oh, it's a sickness, it's awful, whether to do that like that, it's sick. But I can understand why people are angry. No. You notice that? No butt monkey flying out of Trump right there. That's, you can't say the same about AOC and Warren and Bernie Sanders with all their nonsense. The other thing, too, is that I really am tired of this this idea that we need preemptive pardons. I'll get into that as before the show goes out today. But I mentioned Justin Trudeau, how he might, his days may be numbered here. Well, Pierre Poilievre, who I love, and he makes me happy. So this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm happy that we're going to be together again on Friday for our last show of the year. And it is our Christmas spectacular live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please join us. My last show of the year and our last time together at the Grand Hotel. We don't have any dates for next year. I hope we have them, but we don't have any announced yet. So don't miss the opportunity to get together. Plus, look, it's Christmas week next week. It's the Friday before Christmas week. You might as well take it off. Nothing's happening. Nothing's going to get done. So you might as well come out and party with us. We'll have a lot of fun together. And if you're thinking about New Year's Eve plans, why not spend it in Cape May? The Grand has an amazing New Year's Eve package together where you get 5 hours of open bar, you get a surf and turf dinner, hors d'oeuvres, champagne toast at midnight, nonstop dancing, a whole package put together for you. So you go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and check it out. Here is the leader of Canada's new party, Jagmeet Singh, calling on Justin Trudeau to resign. Now, Pierre Poilievre, who I mentioned, is the leader of the opposition, is also calling for Trudeau to step aside. But Singh is seen now as one of the top major holdouts to support Trudeau. This is Canada's new Democrat Party. Cut number 12.
Les gens de la mise. People are having a very hard time paying for groceries. Young people can't find affordable housing. And beyond that, we have the threat of Trump's tariffs. And that's putting hundreds of thousands of jobs in Canada in danger. And instead of dealing with issues that are important for Canadians, the Prime Minister is dealing with fighting in his own party. It's clear that the Prime Minister cannot continue. Will he resign today? Yes or no?
Mr. Speaker, the NDP leader is absolutely right. This cannot continue. This Prime Minister cannot go on like this. Housing costs have doubled. Food bank use has doubled. The debt has doubled. Gun crime has doubled. And now we face troubling tariff threats from a president who can see weakness coming from a mile away. The Prime Minister must leave this job, but there's only one person who can remove him, and that's the leader of the NDP. Yes. Will he put the country ahead of his pension?
So here's a song that was put together about Justin Trudeau, Little Fidel, leaving. Now, Justin, our Justin, no relation to Trudeau. He's not Cuban, our Justin. You're not Cuban, right? Just for the record, you're Puerto Rican?
Yes, I am from the Cuban neighbor, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but not Cuban. That's different. I'm not saying Trudeau's Cuban, because I know DeSantis isn't here to give the disclaimer. All I'm saying is he's the bastard love child of Fidel Castro. What? I'm not saying it. I'm just saying.
DeSantis just got a tingle in his spine from 40,000 feet in the air. He can't do anything about it.
Can't do anything about it. I love it. While DeSantis is on a plane, Trudeau's Cuban. He's the bastard love child of Castro. Look at the two of them together. It's a dead spot on match. We need a paternity test now. Oh, I love this freedom. I feel free. This is incredible. Oh, my God, do you hear the people singing the songs of angry men? Yes! So here's a song. Did you get a chance to listen to this yet?
I have not had a chance to listen, so this will be my first time listening to it as well.
All right, now, who put this together? Do we know who put this together?
I'm looking at the tweet. The tweet comes from at John Andrasik, and I think there's a group... He mentions something about the Canadian House of Commons, but I think the user that made it is John Andrasik.
John Andrasik. Yeah. All right, good. Excellent. All right, let's take a listen and watch.
Justin Trudeau wants you to know that he never played hockey. Justin Trudeau has got to go. Damn clear he never played hockey. Totalitarian parliamentarians, they have no mind to skate. Their only love, their hate. They'll freeze your bank account. The Mounties, they won't mount to trample on your rights like Fidel. Justin Trudeau,
allegedly. Yes, allegedly,
is rather slow. It's too bad he never played hockey like the great one. This potato has got to go and get someone who played hockey. He likes to arrest Jews while wearing tailor shoes. The blackface Bolshevik would never last one shift. He wouldn't shake your hand after a seventh game. He has no honor code like Ty Domi and Bob Probert. Oh, Canada. Team, he's wimpy and he's mean. He's the emergency, the true North, strong and free. He never ate a puck, he doesn't give a truck. A Gordie Howe hat trick, the thought wouldn't make him sick. If he just scored one goal, his heart would have a soul. And understand assists are more than shots that miss. And no humility, freedom, liberty. It's more than just a game. God save us. Justin Trudeau wants you to know. Never played hockey like the great one. Justin Trudeau has got to go. Get someone who played hockey.
There you go. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Excellent, excellent stuff. And yes, I'm trying to see the name there. Frisian.Nashville, allegedly. Yes, thank you. That is, of course, a disclaimer. Whenever we say that Justin Trudeau is Fidel Castro's bastard love child, allegedly. Again, I'm not particularly saying that. Anyway, that was good. That was good. I enjoyed that very, very much. I hate him so much. I really do. I hate him. Is it obvious?
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
I did love the little Fidel thing in there too. I know that got you. Yeah. That was completely. I didn't expect him to go there with it.
Right, the little Fidel and then the blackface, because everybody forgets he wore blackface.
I don't know how people forget that.
I know, and that, like, the fact that the songwriter put that in there too, that was great. And yeah, he arrested all these Jews during COVID who were getting together, these Orthodox Jews. He arrested all these people.
It's so just, there's so much stuff like in the song that people people forget about, and I just don't know how it's like possible.
Right? It's great, outstanding work, excellent work, well done. There's the Justin cam. It's working again. I love it. Good. There you go. I think Mitty's the only fan Matt DeSantis has. By the way, Chris Eppolito pointing out that Matt DeSantis on a plane equals me losing my job. Yeah, that's very good. That's a very fair assessment. But listen, little Fidel's not going to be the prime minister of Canada much longer, so he's not going to be able to do a damn thing about it. So screw him, right? We'll send him. You know what, dude, Justin? We'll send him a Cuban sandwich and some Cuban bread to wish him well if he resigns.
Wish him well in his future endeavors.
Yeah, yeah. We'll send him. We'll do that. That's what we'll do. And a hockey puck.
There we go. Yeah. Send him a hockey puck and a stick. So you can learn how to play hockey.
Speaking of which, how are the Flyers doing?
Flyers doing okay. Not great, not terrible, but the young Russian that they have, that they brought over, Matvei Michkov, is the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. I love that kid. Mm-hmm. I would die for Matvei Michkov, and he is one of the only shining lights on the team, but somehow we're almost, if not at 500 hockey with a bad team.
By the way, Trump mocking Trudeau, and this is great, too. You know, he calls him Governor Trudeau, and he's just been mocking him left and right. I mean, I love when he fat shames Chris Christie, and he fat shames Trudeau, and it's great. And he basically said, like, the governor of Canada right now is having a tough time as it looks like he's going to be ousted as governor. Great stuff by Trump. Just hazing Trudeau from here. So good. I think if Pierre Poilievre becomes prime minister, he'll be a partner with Trump, and it'll be great for America. It'll be fantastic. But also, I want to see Trudeau go because he's really the guy was such a tyrant and such a dictator. And there was for a time he was lauded as a hero. You know what I mean? Like lauded. Well, those truckers, a lot of American truckers, too, couldn't come into Canada. And yeah, it disrupted commerce. And it was just so totalitarian. And they hailed Trudeau as a hero. And then ultimately the courts, of course, said he was a tyrant. When guys like that go down in flames, to me, that's a win. You know what I mean? Like there's some justice in that. When people like him wind up falling from whatever grace, you know, the lefties put them up and their political career ends in freaking disaster, I love that. Because I don't want totalitarians to win. I don't want totalitarians to be people that our children read about as some sort of heroes in the end. I don't want them to learn about, like, oh, how Canada did it right. None of that nonsense. I want them to learn that Trudeau is a failure and a disgrace. Because he is. This is a freaking tyrant. And like all tyrants, I don't care what country they're in, I want them to go. But somebody did make a funny joke, though, that if Justin Trudeau does resign, it'll be the first time that a Castro has not been in power in the Western Hemisphere since the 1950s. I thought that was pretty funny.
Allegedly.
Thank you, Justin. Yes, yes. Well played. Kamala Harris was a terrible candidate, as I mentioned to you, one of the absolute worst candidates. And it turns out it's not just me saying that. A lot of people are saying that. But even Stephanie Ruhle over at MSNBC is saying that as well. So she talked about how it was brutal trying to get in touch with the Kamala Harris campaign. But she also talks about how easy it was to get to Donald Trump, how accessible Donald Trump is. Remember now the tyrant, right, who's going to destroy the First Amendment, shut down the First Amendment, put journalists in internment camp. Well, the Harris campaign wanted nothing to do with these journalists, and Trump was accessible and available, like he has been already as president-elect, holding press conferences. Take a listen. Oh, you have to censor it? Okay, no problem. We'll come back to that. Oh, well, then we'll definitely come back to it. We don't want to lose our FCC license, that's for sure. Especially after I've been calling Trudeau the bastard love child of Fidel Castro the entire time. So the FCC is going to be particularly listening till the changeover in January. So we'll make sure we do that. In the meantime, though, let me do this. Let me play this for you. This is a clip right now of Trump saying he would consider pardoning Eric Adams. I 100% believe that the targeting of Eric Adams, look, whatever corruption is there, and I think the case is flimsy at best, but it's like anything else with the Democrats. They'll let you be as corrupt as you want. It's only when you cross them that they come after you. So you see, Eric Adams spoke out against the illegal immigration, and he kept saying New York City cannot survive with 10,000 illegal immigrants coming to our city a day. The minute he said that, and Trump said it, he goes, Eric Adams is going to wind up getting indicted. Lo and behold, Eric Adams gets indicted. Same thing with Menendez. Everybody knew Menendez was dirty for years. It was the worst kept open secret in New Jersey that Menendez was a crook. First time he got indicted was when he crossed Barack Obama on the Iran deal. And the second time he got indicted was when he crossed Joe Biden on the Iran deal. That's the game. They'll let you be as corrupt as you want as long as you stay in your lane. And then that's how they got Joe Biden out of the race, ultimately. Well, you know that. I mean, when the Pod Save America bros put out that piece and basically said as much, like, hey, nice legacy, be ashamed if something happened to you. Message was clear. Get out of the race or we're going to expose all your corruption. No, they're fine with corruption as long as you play on their team. The minute you cross them, they will come after you because it is a weaponized Department of Justice that will look the other way for their friends and then punish their enemies. And the minute that Eric Adams said that, he became an enemy. Public enemy number one. And he had to go. So what happens? A ridiculous case is launched against Eric Adams where the worst charge is like, I don't know, getting upgraded to first class and like staying at a hotel. I mean, really flimsy case, the kind of case you never prosecute. But the charges, the thing about them, go back to before he was even mayor, which proves my point about everybody knew about this, but it wasn't a problem until he opened his mouth. Cut number five.
Is it pardoning Eric Adams?
Yeah, I would. I think that he was treated pretty unfairly. Now, I haven't seen the gravity of it all, but it seems, you know, like being upgraded in an airplane many years ago. I know probably everybody here has been upgraded. They see you're all stars and they say, I want to upgrade that person from NBC. I'm going to upgrade him. And that would mean you'll spend the rest of your life in prison. I don't know. Somehow, I'd have to see it because I don't know the facts. I think he was treated. You know, it's very interesting when he essentially went against what was happening with the migrants coming in. And, you know, he made some pretty strong statements like, this is not sustainable. I said, you know what? He'll be indicted soon. And I said it not as a prediction, a little bit lightheartedly, but I said it. I said, he's going to be indicted. And a few months later, he got indicted. So, yeah, I would certainly look at it.
He did get indicted, and Trump's exactly right. It's the reason why he got indicted. That's the reason why. So, hey, coming up a little bit later after the break, we got a great guest coming up, Dr. John Eastman. We're going to talk about how DOGE can take the national debt by returning us to constitutional spending, tackle the national debt. It's going to be a great conversation. I'm very, very excited to have it. His latest piece at thefederalist.com. But before I go to break, I want to share this with you as well. Trump was asked about Iran and whether or not he would do preemptive strikes against Iran. Stupid question. Reminds me of back in 2015. Chris Wallace asked Trump whether or not he would ever use nuclear weapons. And Trump said, I'm not going to answer that because I want to be unpredictable. And the media was like, oh, my God, he's not ruling out using nukes. But Trump's point, which was a valid point, is why would I show my hand to the enemy? So when this reporter asked him about Iran and preemptive strikes, this was his response. Take a listen.
It's a wonderful question, but how can I, am I going to do preemptive strikes? Why would I say that? Can you imagine if I said yes or no? You'd say, that was strange that he answered that way. Am I going to do preemptive strikes on Iran? Is that a serious question? How could I answer a question like that?
Exactly right. How could he answer a serious question? Like, it's not a serious question. It's a stupid, stupid question. And let me play for you, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, the gentleman of South Carolina, getting the memo. Hey, listen, Lindsey, even though you're a warmonger and a hack, you better get in line here. Pete Hegseth is the right guy for the job, and MAGA wants him. So don't cross us, all right? Don't mess with us. Cut number 11.
Yeah, I'm in a good place with Pete unless something I don't know about comes out. These allegations are disturbing, but they're anonymous. I asked him point blank, were you drunk in a bar and got up and said, let's kill all the Muslims? He said no. There's one allegation in a police report about sexual assault. That person has the right to come forward to the committee. But about mismanagement of money, about having a drinking problem and saying inappropriate things, all of these are anonymous allegations. He's given given me his side of the story. It makes sense to me. I believe him. Unless somebody's willing to come forward, I think he's going to get through. Remember Kavanaugh? Five people accused Justice Kavanaugh of misconduct. Three were outright lies. The other two, I think, were not credible. So we're not going to let that happen to Pete. You're not going to destroy his nomination based on anonymous sources. People have to come forward and make credible allegations, and we'll see if they do.
Good. Glad you got the memo, Lindsay. Listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill are great friends, our studio sponsor. It's a great time to get the Cherry Hill Volvo. First of all, they are the region's most accessible Volvo dealer on Route 70. Easy to get to, minutes over the bridge. And now, this time of year, year-end deals, all the specials are great. They got to make way for all the 2025 models. And they have a special on the XC90. That's the third-row family car that we use. And I love the XC90. I love how stylish it is. I love how beautiful it is. And I love the fact you can get it right now for $687 using all applicable rebates. Or if you're a Costco member, you get an extra $2,000 off. Judith and her team will take great care of you. If you thought about test driving a Volvo, just go and do it. There's not going to be any pressure. No one's ever going to do the hard sell on you. And there's lots of different models to choose from. The S-Class, made at their plant in South Carolina. That's American jobs, baby. Or maybe you want the XC40 or the XC60. Great SUVs, midsize, a ton of cargo room. And, of course, Volvos are some of the safest cars on the road, period. And Cherry Hill Volvo is the best. They're all about giving you the luxury experience that you deserve. That's why people keep coming back year after year for decades. Customers for life. Judith prides herself on doing the right thing, so let them prove it to you. Just visit them today. You'll love the year-end specials. You'll love the wonderful fact that because they're doing a renovation, they're doubling down on their incentives. Already aggressive incentives, even better now. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships really do matter.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rick Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Gotta have more cowbell. All right. So, we're going over a lot of stuff today. We got a big show on Friday live in Cape May. The big story of this hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, the master of implant dentistry. Go see Dr. Mike today for your free implant consultation. And you'll understand exactly why for 10 years in a row, he's been named a top dentist in New Jersey. VeneriaDental.com. The big story of the hour, though, is something I'm going to focus on throughout the rest of the show, which is the January 6th report. Everything you suspected was a fugazi about that has been exposed by the subcommittee investigating the January 6th committee. But I've been really talking a lot about the gallows. Now, if you missed it, I did probably 30 minutes on it at 4 o'clock. So go back and listen to that. You can always get the podcast of the show, listen on your schedule. You can listen on the Odyssey app, obviously. But I just appreciate you listening whenever you do it. You know, if you listen live, if you listen later, whatever it is, thank you. Same with watching us on YouTube. You can watch live, you can watch later, whatever it is. Appreciate it. Just very, very much appreciate it. But on Friday, I would appreciate it if you join us in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. We want to have a really big showing for our final show of the year. And I mean it. It's our final show of the year. It's then around Christmas break. So it's Friday. It's Friday before Christmas. Nothing's going on. No one's going to miss you at work. Just take the day off and come down and hang out with us. All right? Fine. Just do it. Just do it, and you'll have fun, and you'll thank me later for it. A couple other things I wanted to mention that are in the news today. Obviously, the big story regarding Doge, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy on Capitol Hill, again, meeting with people. All these tech titans who are going to meet with Donald Trump and to essentially now beg him to take them back after they've been so incredibly rude to him. But they get it. You know, they get it. And, of course, the drones. The drones off the coast of New Jersey and a lot of places now. And the lies and the lies and the gaslighting. Today, the latest round of gaslighting comes from John Kirby, who came out and said today these are all lawful, most of them commercial, some of them amateur, blah, blah, blah. Brigadier General Pat Ryder coming out and saying that the military is not involved with the drones. So we're being gaslit by this government, There's a mayor I played earlier for you on the show who said there's a lot of questions regarding what's happening at the ports, whether or not these drones are looking for radioactive material. I've heard a lot of that, too. The one thing I will tell you is dismiss nothing except what comes out of the mouths of the people like John Kirby, because they're freaking liars. And, you know, the loss of trust right now at this moment in time, I mean, January 20th couldn't come sooner. But you think about the drone situation right now, and you can hear Kirby lying, and you can hear the stutter, and you can hear the guy go on and blabbing about, you know, it's nonsense. In fact, Justin, do we have that clip? I think I texted it earlier, latest clip of Kirby from today on CNN gaslighting us. Do we have that one with Breonna Keeler?
Yeah, let me just grab it real quick.
Pay attention to Kirby and how he stutters when he lies. Is everybody has a tell? You know what I mean? Everybody has a tell. This is Kirby's tell, that he's completely full of it. Oh, and the Canadian Prime Minister, Fox News, Fox and Friends right now covering this as well, that Canadian Prime Minister may call it quits. The great state of Canada is stunned as the finance minister resigns or is fired from her position by Governor Justin Trudeau, said President Trump, tweeting that out. I love it. All right, take a listen to Kirby's gaslighting.
This drone mystery that has continued. You say that currently these drones do not pose any sort of threat. The way I heard you say it is you assess their commercial, lawful drones, law enforcement drones, hobbyist drones is what people are seeing. Nothing anomalous, no criminal activity detected yet. The mayor of Montville, New Jersey, was just on with us, and he essentially says he does not believe that. Let me play this for you.
If someone is making a really bad decision by not coming clean and say that these are our drones, we're doing some sort of an operation, nothing to see here, they are safe.
And what the mayor's talking about is these are our drones. Is he saying these are government drones? He is not happy with the response that he's been essentially getting from you guys. What do you say?
Well, I would repeat what we've said yesterday and last night in a multiple agency statement, that we have taken a serious look at this. We have gone through 5,000 some odd sightings. We have added detection capabilities to the region. We've even sent up visual observers. And everything we're seeing to date, our assessment tells us that these are commercial drones, hobbyist drones, or law enforcement drones, all operating legally and lawfully. I mean, when people shoot video of that, Kate, I mean, you're seeing the lights on these things, the navigation lights. That's what's required if you're going to be flying in U.S. airspace at night, are navigation lights. So clearly they're being operated in a lawful and legal way, and we've seen nothing from their behavior, nothing, that tells us there's a public safety threat or a national security threat. I do want to add one point, though. We still got about 100
leads
that the
Let's stop it right there. Does anybody believe a word of this frigging guy saying? Come on. I know we're cynical by nature, like I say, in this part of the country, but come on. This frigging guy with his lying and his gaslighting. All right, keep going.
FBI is following up on. And if we learn something that contradicts that, or something more, something additional, something more specific, my goodness, we're going to come public and we're going to talk about it. We have been trying to be as transparent with the American people as we can. But I think it's also important to remember that there are a million drones registered with the FAA and thousands upon thousands fly in U.S. airspace legally every single day.
All right, let's stop it right there. If you know anyone who's flying a 6-foot drone, several of them in pattern formation with lights, would you please let me know? Do you have a friend like that? Do you have a friend who has amateur drones that are the size of freaking cars that are going with lights and patterns and disappearing when state police helicopters approach them? Do you have a friend like that? See, I don't have a friend like that. My son, Patrick's got a drone. It's the size of, it's like this big, if you can see on YouTube. So like, I don't know, like a foot maybe. And it lasts for, I think the max flying time with a full charge is, I want to say 20 minutes. But shockingly, it's not the size of a car. I know, I tried to buy it for him. I guess I'm a cheap dad. I don't know what to say. So again, the question for you, and you can let me know on X, you can let me know on the YouTube chat, you can call the show. Do you know anyone who's flying their amateur drones that are the size of freaking cars in pattern formation over military bases and they just disappear when approached by law enforcement. Do you have a friend like that? And if you're doing that, could you let us know too? Please? It's like, it's an old saying in life. I was born at night, but not last night. All right? So stop. Stop with the BS. We all know exactly what you're doing right now, and nobody is buying it. Nobody's buying it. Although Karen Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg, does have a theory on the drones. And my only hope is that if they are aliens, they'll take the entire cast of The View with them. Although if they did, they would quickly return and drop them off. There's no way they're leaving with them. Like 5 minutes on that UFO, and they're like, all right, we made a terrible mistake here. Open up the door and send the humans back. This is cut number three.
I think they know what it is. I think they're not going to really be able to say it. Or we're going to get a really hell of a big party for New Year's Eve. It's going to just it's going to be like a dome over all 50 states of these drones.
And they're all like doing that.
Well, why not? I mean, stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. I mean, come on. Stranger things have happened. What are you going to do? They're so dumb on that show that they. But remember something. And this is the problem that the left has and the Democrats have. You want to know what it is? They have spent so much time, I mean years, telling us to believe the experts. Now, none of them believe Kirby. None of them believe the White House. None of them believe these people. But they spent years mocking you and mocking me because we didn't believe Asanto Fauci. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. How many times do they mock us? Or they mocked us for suggesting vitamin D or ivermectin or whatever else it was, or saying masks don't work, or 6 feet was BS, or kids should be in school. And how many times did people like Karen Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg, scold you and mock you for not trusting the experts who know better than you? And this is the catch-22 that Democrats have found themselves in when it comes to stuff like this. See, we all know it's BS, but we know all the crap they told us during COVID was BS. Sure enough, eventually we were proven right. But how many lectures did we get? Same thing with the Hunter Biden laptop. We knew it was BS when they said it was Russian disinformation, but the experts all said, 51 of them, it was Russian disinfo. And we were proven right, of course. But how many times did the media, corporate media and the elites and people like Karen Johnson, Whoopi Goldberg say, well, if the experts say it's Russian disinformation, then they know better than us. And I mean, I can give you countless examples of this, but that's what it comes down to. So the catch-22 for the left, of course, is that since they've told us to believe the experts, they don't believe the experts on this. They know they're full of crap, but they can't say that because to do so would then undermine everything they've been telling us for years, which is these experts are there to protect us. And they always tell us the truth. And if you don't believe them, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a wacky nut. You're some MAGA kook tinfoil hat wearing extremist. So they have to go along with whatever the experts tell them because they have built an industry of listening to the quote unquote experts. See, if you always call the experts out as being full of crap, then you're consistent in this. Here's another little expert. This is the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten. Hey, kids, give me your milk money. She's the head of the National Teachers Union. And she does, as you will see in the YouTube clip, look like a freaking troll. Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten invoked the Christian school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin, to praise for Dr. And you always have to say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden, for creating a safe learning environment in American schools. Now, two thoughts on the shooting in Wisconsin. Number one, do you notice how quickly the story's gone away? The minute they told us it was a female shooter, and the minute that some of her manifesto was released, that was it. It stopped being national news and it went away. What does that tell us? Well, use the Zioli hate crime fugazi meter in reverse, which is that if you don't hear a story after something like this, it means that the perpetrator doesn't fit the narrative that the left wants it to be. So if this was a white kid, a male, heterosexual, white male, shooting up a school in some sort of MAGA hatred, well, this story would be the only story in America right now. But it's a woman who hates men and compares them to needing to die, and I think praises Hitler, too, and sounds like a freaking lunatic, hates Christians, I don't know. I've heard a lot of reports, possibly trans or at least gender confused or gender nonconforming or whatever the terms are. So that's it. Like that. Boom. Story goes away. That's the Scioli Fugazi meter in reverse. And the story's gone. But anyway, the troll under the bridge, Randy Wine, we won't let up on that. We won't let them hide the truth, just like we didn't let them hide the truth on Nashville. Just like we held them accountable on that manifesto. But you remember that too, right? Female shooter, trans, hated Christians, hated white people, hated men, hated heterosexual people, blah, 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 blah. The police slipped, though, and said there was a manifesto. And then after that, everybody's like, where is it? And they're like, And eventually they got their hands on it. People like Steven Crowder and others got their hands on it. But it wasn't easy. They had to sue them, essentially, and get Freedom of Information Act to try to get this stuff out into the public eye. If the shooter doesn't fit the narrative, the case also goes away. Just like if the noose in a tree turns out to be a shoelace. Or if the noose at the gallows in the Capitol turns out to be put up by government, either agents or government confidential human informants, then nobody's charged, the gallows are destroyed, and we never hear a word about it ever again. But here's a troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, comparing Wisconsin school shooting to COVID, cut six.
This is on a day that tragedy happened in Madison. The people whose lives lost, their memories are blessings. And it makes us recommit ourselves to what educators do every single day, which is to try to create a safe environment. Mm-hmm. And frankly, Dr. Biden, you and your husband did that for the country. Mm-hmm. From the beginning of your tenure here, the sense of we can get out of COVID, we can start anew, we can recreate America.
At least she said doctor, because that is required by law. The Greater Chris on X. If John Kirby said today that the best singer in the world was me, Riccioli, the biggest lie this week that he would have told is that these are not government drones. And as you know, I'm a very, very bad singer. Lucy on X says Kirby is an ass. These drones need to be taken down to see what they are. The government is not telling us the truth, indeed. And Sharon K on X saying, hey, Rich, I'm a fan of Matt, too. At least that makes two of us. And Scott Martin wishing the original Admiral of the Scioli Navy, Jimmy Failla, a happy birthday. Happy birthday to our buddy Jimmy Failla. I don't know the next time I'll be on his show, but all I got from him today was a note saying 2025 is going to be a ride, so buckle up, champ. I don't know what that means. I think it either means that I'll be on his show again, and it could get a little rowdy, or I'll be watching from the audience. Oh, wait. Shh. Not saying there is. Not saying there isn't. All I'm saying is I would definitely tune into Fox News Saturday night, starting in January, on Saturday night on Fox News. Some changes. But I'm not saying what they are. Okay? Fair enough?
I don't think anybody heard anything.
I don't think anyone heard a thing. It's like what I called Kirk a drug dealer before. Nobody heard a thing. Certainly not him. All right, fourth and final hour straight ahead. We got a lot to talk about in our fourth hour, including how can we bring down the national debt, balance the budget, and make DOGE work for all of us, plus the latest on the government's gaslighting. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.